If you remember, we have been discussing for a long time right from the time that we started the Ishopanishad, the question as to what is the purpose of life. And we had said the manifestation in the embodied individual of the totality of divinity. That is how we have defined the goal. The manifestation of the totality of divinity in the embodied individuality. And we had said that since this task cannot be accomplished in one single life, there is a need of succession of births, and therefore rebirth becomes a necessary instrument. And when we came to the discussion of rebirth, we emphasized the role that karma plays in the process of rebirth. And then we came to the concept of immortality. And spoke of essential immortality and triple immortality, which is a part of manifestation. With regard to essential immortality, we said the realization of the self, which is transcendental and universal, which by its very nature is self-existent, imperishable, and therefore immortal. The realization of that is what we define as the essential immortality. When one realizes it, then you might say primary goal of our birth, rebirth is achieved. The primary goal is not the entire goal. The second is the manifestation of that self in the embodied individual. That is the second aspect of our endeavor. And then we had spoken of the awareness of that which moves from birth to birth as a permanent entity, and that we spoke of the soul or psychic entity as a permanent element in us, which is inextinguishable, which is a permanent ourselves which moves from birth to birth. That is also immortal, but immortal in the sense that it survives after every movement, even survives after the death of the body, gathers the experience, is the leader of our movement of evolution. And then there's a triple immortality, immortality of the mind, life and body. So that these three instruments, which are constantly mutable, constantly changing, they attain individuality, and the individual formation of which becomes inextinguishable. So that although there is mutability, the individual formation remains immutable. Like a river which is constantly moving, but its course always remains identifiable as distinguishable from all other rivers. Similarly, the mind is constantly mobile but attains an individuality and which always remains within the confines of that individuality without the need of dissolving itself. That is immortality of the mind. Similarly, immortality of the life and immortality of the body. Now this goal of realization of the essential immortality, realization of the psychic immortality, and the realization of the mental, vital and physical immortality is achieved by a threefold process. And that process Sri Aurobindo describes in this chapter, the chapter called the Triple Transformation. Threefold process. If the goal were only to realize the essential immortality, then you might say that that goal has been achieved already by a number of people in the world already. The paths have been worked out, methods have been worked out, realizations have been achieved by a number of people who have realized essential immortality. Even psychic immortality is recognized and realized by many people. But the triple immortality, and particularly finally the physical immortality, has not yet been realized on the earth. Or at least even if it is realized, it is not sufficiently known. There are some verses in the Veda which give indication as if the Vedic rishis had reached that point of even physical immortality. It's quite possible that they might be somewhere still. But still, it is an aim which has not been established. The path is not clearly laid down. Methods have not been fully worked out. And that is the task which has to be still done. And that task involves triple transformation.